Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, it looks like we're going to get some rain again.
I know.
We haven't seen the sun very much, have we?
No, but, you know, it is spring, and these things do happen, I guess.
Yep.
It's just part of living in Minnesota, but I think we all would like to have had the rain hold off a bit, because I know there's lots of school events, there are farmers wanting to be in their fields, and all these different things, too. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a tough time, especially with, you know, the weekend ahead of us, and all the graduation celebrations, and
yep.
And all those types of things, as well as the holiday on Monday the 27th, which the library will be closed that day. So
right,
keep that in mind, everyone.
Okay. Yeah, and if it's raining, what a great time to go to the Appleton Public Library, right?
That's right. That's right. Definitely. In fact, we still have a few different events coming up for the month of May on Wednesday the 22nd and the 29th. We have Wednesday Night Coloring with Louisa. You can come on down and try adult coloring. Just try one of those relaxation activities, because we tend to just keep rushing and rushing and running in circles, and sometimes we need to stop and maybe color, huh? And you can even color outside the lines if you want to, Paul.
I probably would.
But we have that for a couple more Wednesdays in May. And then we are closed on the 27th of May, which is Monday and Memorial Day holiday. And then on the 29th, we're back with coloring. And then we also are lucky enough to have Steve Sarud here to share with us all of his patience and kindness and everything else, and show us all the tech questions that we have. And he does so many other things, too. I mean, English is a second language. I mean, he helps with citizenship. He helps with a lot of different things, as well as adult basic ed. A lot of people in Appleton here come to him for some computer help, because I tell you, he has a lot of patience. Mm-hmm. And so he will be here on the 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. here to help you with those little questions that you might have here and there on how to do this and that. And then, of course, you know, we've got June just around the corner. And with June comes our summer reading programs. And so we offer two summer reading programs here, one for age 4 to 4th grade, and it runs from the 3rd of June to the 3rd of August. And each week we've got something wild and crazy and fun going on here at the Appleton Library. And this year we're kind of shaking things up and doing a few things different. We are offering prizes for reading, prizes for attending programs, in fact, some pretty nice prizes. And then, of course, we are doing a drawing at the end of summer reading for if you attend and read for a couple of different devices. We are giving away a Kindle and a Nook. So that's kind of exciting. And we're offering this for age 4 to 4th grade. And then we also have a teen program that is for grades 5 through 12. And like I said, we really are trying to shake it up and do some things different. You'll want to stop on down and, and check us out. And check out some of the cool activities that we have planned. We've got many different things. We've got Sioux County 4-H that's coming, and our theme is It's Showtime at the Library. And we have all sorts of performance-oriented activities. We've got some crafts. We've got music. We've got a movie night. We even have a superhero week that we have planned. I'm trying to figure out which superhero Adrian's going to be that week. Maybe she'll be playing around and being a few different superheroes. I don't know.
Yeah. What superhero are you going to be, Cindy?
Wonder Woman?
Of course. Of course.
Need you ask, Paul, huh? I don't know.
You are a Wonder Woman, that's for sure. So.
I'm sure. I guess that's the only one that really came to mind. Of course, I don't know if I'd wear that skimpy costume. That might scare away the customer.
No comment.
Anyway, so we've got lots of really fun things planned, so hopefully you can stop on down and sign your child up for these different programs that we have, and take advantage of the wonderful things offered here at the Appleton Library.
All right, real good. What are people reading, Cindy?
Well, we are reading all sorts of stuff because there's just a lot of new things out, of course. Daniel Steele has got a new book out called Blessings in Disguise. Isabel McAvoy faces challenges as she raises three daughters from three separate fathers on her own. Sunset Beach by Mary Kay Andrews has Drew Campbell inheriting a rundown beach bungalow and takes a job at her estranged father's personal injury attorney office. Patricia Briggs continues her Mercy Thompson series with the 11th book, Storm Cursed. Dangers swell as death approaches. And then finally, the long-awaited Richard Paul Evans has got his third book in the Broken Road series called The Road Home. It's where Charles James continues his journey on Route 66 to his ultimate destination. Janet Ivanovich and Peter Ivanovich have a book out called The Big Kahuna, and that is the sixth book in a series, Fox and O'Hare. And, of course, there's just tons of new nonfiction, too. Furious Hours by Casey Sepp, Harper Lee's work on true crime story about a rural preacher accused of murdering five of his family members in the 1970s. Lake of the Ozarks by Bill Geist is a coming-of-age anecdote set in the 1960s Midwestern summer vacation destination. And then Where the Light Enters by Jill Biden, the former Second Lady's challenges in being a mother, educator, and political spouse. So these are just a few of the new and exciting things that are available. And if you've got a favorite author or you're just looking for something to read, stop on down. We love to make recommendations of different books that people might be interested in picking up. And keep in mind, we've got digital content where the library is open 24/7. And I tell you, that works pretty slick. And if you'd like some help setting that up, stop on down and we can help you with that as well.
Yeah, a lot of people use that digital content, don't they?
They really do. And that's one of the reasons why we're giving away a Nook and a Kindle this summer, just to kind of encourage kids. Because I remember I was at a community ed meeting and I was talking to some of the, you know, because we've got some seniors that are on that committee. And I said, so what do you use mostly for everything? They use their cell phones. And, of course, we have an app called Libby that you can download on your cell phone and use that to read and listen to a variety of books. And so I thought, well, we'll see. We'll hand out a couple of these portable devices. Any way I can get people to read, Paul, I am game for it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, how can people get a hold of you? And I know you got a nice Facebook page. And tell us all about it.
Sure. You can, of course, stop by and visit us at the Appleton Civic Center where the library is located. Give us a call on the phone at 289-1681. You can visit us on Facebook, just like you said, where we post all sorts of exciting things that are going on and happening. And we've got a website called Appleton Public Library .mn.us that you can visit as well, with a lot of different information as well as links to our card catalog and many other things in the community as well. So lots of opportunities for you to check out the Appleton Public Library.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time then.
That sounds fabulous. Have a great week.
Yep, you too. That's Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.